This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
John Lopez, Cody Stutz in the loop with you. Sports Radio 610 live on Radio Row here. And thanks to our friends at Bud Light Brew deep in the heart of Texas. Big thanks to Jeff Morrow swinging by. Sorry I dropped his bacon. We go to take a picture with the Sandwich King, and I dropped bacon all over the place. But we'll talk about that a little bit later on, because sitting down with us now, you know the name. You know the dance. You know all about it. Billy White Shoes Johnson, Mark Singleton here with us from Southern Recipe. How's it going, guys?
Fantastic.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's crazy on Radio Row. Billy, from your day,
the old NFL experience has changed a little bit.
It's come a long way, buddy. Like I was in the Ice Age, believe me.
Yeah, it was something.
Oh, man. Here's the thing. It's when you get a good nickname, it sticks around really well.
And you always have to have white shoes.
And when you're,
yeah,
and when
we do.
And when you're, when your Wikipedia is literally Billy White Shoes Johnson, you know you got something going. You know you got something going.
I'm hoping so. But you know what? It's so tough trying to live up to that.
Yeah.
No, I'm joking. No, it's really good. It really is. One guy told me years ago, he says, you know, you might not like it or, you know, care too much for it now. He said, but down the road, it's going to carry you. Hey, no truer words were spoken to me at that time. I was a young neophyte in the league.
Hey, you got to be excited for Robert Brazil, man. After tomorrow, we're going to announce something, and I think he's getting into the Hall of Fame.
Absolutely. I told him, I said, Rob, we had spoken about it, and I said, I'm going to put aside that time because he rightly deserves it. I mean, how can you keep a guy out like that all the years he's been all pro and the contributions he made on a team where you got Elvin Bethea, Curly Colt, Earl Campbell, and Robert Brazil. I mean, he's I'm rather ecstatic for him because we talked about it. It's happening when it's supposed to happen.
Exactly. And it's just great to have a guy with the Oilers, Derek, in the Hall of Fame because Pastorini, you know, our friend, has often said that when the last Oiler dies, the Oilers are going to die because the Titans don't embrace their, really embrace their history as much. But I think the Hall of Fame, you get guys like that into the Hall of Fame, all of a sudden the Oilers are always going to be there.
Oh, no doubt about it. And I think people will not let Lovey Blue die.
Yeah.
It's going to be around for a long time.
Billy White Shoes Johnson, our guest sitting in the Twin Peaks guest seat, our friend Mark Singleton from Southern Recipe as well. We'll talk about the pork rinds in a minute because they're delicious. You played 1 year with the Montreal Alouettes.
Montreal Alouettes.
Yeah, okay. So you play 1 year with them back in the NFL. More guys have got to embrace that opportunity when the NFL doesn't give them their first shot, doesn't give them their first call. More guys got to take that risk, got to take that opportunity. The biggest one right now, Johnny Manziel, going to play some Canadian football. But John and I talk a lot of times about a feeder system for the NFL, kind of like a minor leagues in America, not the CFL, with the same rules and everything. How do they get something like that done, and is that something that the NFL needs going forward?
You know, they tried to experiment going over Europe. Didn't really work out like they thought it should. CFL's already established. I think there used to be some type of connection with the NFL and the CFL.
Right.
To me, it's a way of players can go up there, stay active, learn their trade, because a lot of the coaches come from the CFL down to the NFL.
Sure they do.
So that's why they pick a lot of players from the CFL to the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there should be something whereby both leagues are interfaced with each other and make it, not that it's like AAA ball.
Yeah,
something
sure
like
it
that.
Is.
So, to me, if a guy wants to stay active, wants to stay around football, and wants to get a chance to play in the NFL, that's a nice, viable way of staying involved.
Let's get to this game. We always like to talk about the game at hand. Clearly, you have defense on the Eagles side. You have the Patriots with Tom Brady. Special teams got to be one of the deciding factors, and that's your specialty.
I think so. I really think so because if they're especially the return game,
mm-hmm.
if they set that offensive up, making it a short field, there's trouble for the defense. And Philadelphia has a pretty good special teamer, and so does the Patriots. I think what it's going to come down to is who can keep the offense, the best offense, off the field.
Right.
And I'm not saying that Eagles' deep offense is as powerful as New England, but if you have to play ball.
Yeah.
To me, I really give the odds to Philadelphia. I really think they're going to win.
Billy White Shoes Johnson, our guest. Mark Singleton with us as well, sitting down in the Twin Peaks guest seat. Southern Recipe, small batch. Korean kimchi, barbecue, spicy dill, sea salt and cracked black pepper, pineapple ancho chili. I'm just going to assume you're the mad genius behind
this.
Kind of look like a mad genius.
Yeah. What, how do you come with these flavors? And tell us a little bit about the Southern Recipe small batch, because this is something fairly new with you guys.
Yeah, we've been making pork rinds since 1955. But a couple of years ago, we decided to try and take a little of the salt out, so we reduced the salt by 40%.
There you go.
And then we took all the artificial ingredients out because nobody's coming to us asking for more yellow number five. And so we wanted to do something, and they're available in Kroger and HEB in Houston, and great flavors. And they also, every bag sold during football season, we give a portion of the sales to Coach Dick and the Gridiron Greats Foundation. And
oh, good
that's
deal.
My Billy's here. Yeah.
Fantastic.
You know, I was mentioning this to you off air. When I go fishing, pork rinds are like a perfect snack on the boat. They have that saltiness that you like, or whatever flavor it is, and they're easy to eat.
And they have zero carbs.
Yeah.
Mostly protein. Men's Health Magazine calls us a genius junk food. Yeah.
All right, John, next week when my diet starts, you're going to see me with all the pork rinds.
Yes, exactly.
Pineapple ancho chili going to start with it.
Well, yeah. Since we're here at the Super Bowl, we've got over 90 recipes on our website on cooking skinny dipping chicken wings. For people on diets, there's ways to make low glycemic foods like pork rind pizza.
Oh, hold on. Hold on. Mark, I got your card. I'm going to call you in the middle of the night. Mark, I'm hungry. I'm going to eat pork rind pizza here.
I can hook you up.
Okay. All right. Billy, what's your favorite flavor, man? You got a favorite flavor?
I like the original.
The original. The original. The classic.
Yes. I'm hot enough as it is.
There you go. We knew that already.
That's great. Billy White Shoes Johnson, Mark Singleton from Southern Recipe sitting down with us. Billy, I got to ask you, because we got a lot of parents that listen, and a lot of kids would see special teams, return man, as sort of a secondary thing. They want to be the corner. They want to be the wide receiver. They want to be the running back. And that all come, but sometimes you need that impact on special teams. If you had advice for young special teams players, what would be some of the advice you'd have?
I tell all special team players, you are considered a starter. If you get on the special team, you are going to be part, a very big, big part of the contribution, either as a defensive player or as an offensive player. If you're covering punts, you're defensive. If you're returning punts and kicks, you're an offensive player. So to be on there is not making you a second-tier player.
Right.
You are a special player. Bum said it like this, and Sid Gilman said it too. If you can start on special team, you're a starter.
Right.
You are as important on that team as a running back, or as a receiver, or as a linebacker. And I would tell them that. So don't just discount being a special team player. And a return guy, well, you're special.
It's in the name. It's in the name.
It's in the name. And exactly. Then you know what? Not everybody can be special like Billy White Shoes Johnson.
You're so kind. Thank you.
And special like Southern Recipe Small Batch.
There you go. Exactly.
I appreciate you guys swinging by, man. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having
Porkrinds.com is the website. You can click around there. You get the recipes, the small batch stuff, all great stuff coming up.
And enter to win $2,500 in a year's supply of pork rinds.
Well, there you go. Right there online, porkrinds.com.
Porkrinds.com.
Appreciate it, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Mark, Billy White Shoes Johnson with us.
Thanks
in the
loop,
Sports Radio 610. Hey, they keep on coming. We're going to have some fun with what's trending coming your way. Next in the loop, Sports Radio 610.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.